rid of the junk in your heads and get to things that are important, like what you're eating and where you're buying your food, with Mr. Supermarket himself. I like that, Mr. Supermarket. Mr. Supermarket? Phil Limpert is the supermarket guru, food industry expert extraordinaire, is here with us on the Good Day program. Do you like being called Mr. Supermarket?
You know, after Saturday, when you brought that up, after the Saturday show, I looked it up. Somebody else already has that domain.
No.
So, no.
You're
no.
kidding.
No.
Wow. Can we take him out? Let's find out who it is and take him out.
Yeah, it's somebody who actually is in California.
Really?
Southern California. Never heard of him. It's not an active domain. So
Maybe we should buy it from him.
Yeah.
What do you think? It depends
on how much money you want.
You can find food everywhere, and you can find Phil everywhere. Phil'sFoodSense.org is a great website. The television show that now has been on for a couple of weeks, you might want to check that at your local PBS station. The focus on food, where it comes from, the whole string, the whole affair, more and more emphasis. Every week I'm more convinced that I'm not a genius, but that you and I have our fingers on the pulse with this thing, with the interest that people have in buying local local food. As a matter of fact, you'll be rather interested, Phil, if you go to the website for Good Day and look at our video of the day today.
I know. I saw that.
Did you see that? The first organic dairy wrap video. And again, people are really interested in where the food comes from. And you must get that in the products and services and the goods that are sent to you every week. Are you finding more local people are finding you and sending you things to check out?
Absolutely. In fact, if you take a look, not only is the local movement growing by leaps and bounds, but it's also evolving, because we understand that, you know, we can't grow everything within 100 miles of where people live in this country. However, what we're discovering is people are very satisfied just knowing where their food comes from. So, for example, you know, in the summer, getting blueberries from Maine and just identifying them that they're from Maine or from Michigan is really satisfying that local trend.
Mm-hmm.
And also, by the way, if you look at the Good Day website, you know, you have the wrap video up there with this gorgeous girl right out in front. Now it's shifted to you. So don't know what's going on here.
There's a television show that's being hosted by Cameron Diaz, who apparently is no longer connected to A-Rod. That's another story, I think, for another day. At any rate, this is a show called Nourish, and it's about the same sort of thing. I think you've recognized other folks have as well. The show you're doing on PBS is more or less the same thing. Where does your food come from? How does it get from the ground to your mouth? What are this is a fascinating thing. It isn't, you don't have to speculate on it. You can follow the trail. And more people want that information. I think that's the point here. And whether or not you could do the same thing I was teasing you on Saturday, we have an hour together over the weekend, the Good Day Weekend program, Phil and I together. And I mentioned that Carl's Jr. is, you'll love this one, Jennifer. Carl's Jr. Is introducing a 1,400-calorie, one-foot hamburger.
Oh, and no doubt they'll probably have Paris Hilton or something like that eating
it. A foot-long burger, Roberta.
A foot-long burger?
Right. Eight. And by the way, they have all 50 restaurants in the California.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I didn't realize this, Phil. Carl's Jr. is also known as Hardee's in the South.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they buy up the Hardee's, because Hardee's used to be in the Northeast, too, and they seem to have disappeared.
Well, you know what happens is they buy different chains, they put it together for efficiencies and so on.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, and I agree that the only way that they're going to be able to sell this is by having, you know, Paris Hilton do a commercial for them.
$4.50 for what, four burgers.
$4 for a 12-inch
four slices
burger?
Of cheese, four pieces of lettuce, four pieces of tomato. And it has 1,400 calories.
Oh, my goodness.
Super-sized burger. Who else? Why is this any different than a Philly cheesesteak? So what's the difference? I mean, it's the same kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yes and no, because, again, you have to understand that Philly cheesesteak is, again, pieces of steak that is actually sliced. This is a burger. And also, this is about three times the amount of calories that a Big Mac has. So we're talking about something that's, wow, you know, seriously...
garbage. Just
seriously
garbage.
Seriously, it really is. Those arteries.
Garbage. That's really what it is.
How can they allow this?
Well, what do you think about it?
Wait a minute. Are you going to try to tell me that the government should step in
absolutely
and not allow Carl's Jr. to sell
it,
a burger like this?
Absolutely.
No, Roberta. It's
because
about,
the American, what they're doing to the American public and
what
the health of the American public
is ridiculous. They're not doing anything. They're offering something for sale. If you're stupid enough to buy it,
yeah, they
and clog your arteries, that's your problem,
they
not the government's
problem. They also sell salads at Carl's Jr.
There's a place in Texas called Big Tex that lets you eat a 72-ounce steak and a potato and everything else on the side. And if you can eat it within an hour, it's free. And I went there with my family when we were on road trip, and the guy threw up all
ounces?
Over his steak.
Yeah. Have you been there, Phil? That sounds like a place we ought to visit.
No, but right here in Santa Monica at the Galley, they have, which is the oldest restaurant in Santa Monica, they actually have, I think it's a porterhouse steak that is 48 ounces.
Really?
And if you can consume one by yourself, they will give you another one free.
Oh,
where is the Galley? I don't know the
Galley.
Galley's right on Main Street, right across from Pete's Coffee.
Really? All right. So should you and I go frequent? We'll go try that place out next time.
Yeah, but not to eat a 40.
No. Well, you won't see me eating any of that stuff. But
yeah.
I think it'd be interesting just to go in there and watch people as they try to do that.
They have great trout.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. So let's try that. So here in the manner of speaking, Phil's expertise, wondering out loud about all of the companies that have successful restaurants that try to move that into the supermarket. Marie Callender comes to mind, but there are how many others, the pizza places, Pizzeria Uno. What happens, generally speaking, in your experience, having done this for decades? Phil is available every week on the Today Show. See him on ABC all the time. He's got his PBS special. He's very knowledgeable and sought after as a speaker to give people sort of the right mindset as to what's going on in the world of food and food shopping. So are these companies likely, because they have success as a restaurant chain, to be successful selling their product in a supermarket?
No, it all has to do with distribution. For example, if you look at Marie Callender's, there's really three companies involved. You've got ConAgra, who sells the frozen Marie Callender's. You've got another company who sells the baked goods. And then you've got the restaurant organization. Same thing with, like, TGI Fridays in the frozen food case. They just license their name versus them trying to sell it themselves. Even if you look last week, the big news is that Starbucks coffee has been distributed by Kraft for probably about 10 years in supermarkets, but Starbucks announced that they're going to pull it away from Kraft and they're going to do it themselves.
Yeah, well, Kraft isn't always the greatest name to be associated with when it comes to quality. So,
well, I'm not sure I would agree.
Yes and no?
No, not yes and no, but I wouldn't agree with that.
I have a friend who works for... All right, so here's my story on this, and you can... all the stories can come because there are individual people that are involved. This woman is in charge of disaster... prevention or preparation, I guess, in case the craft industry's plants are hit by... some horrible...
Yeah, bioterrorism.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
They all have disaster plans, and she's in charge. And so she went to one of the craft plants where the Mr. Peanuts brand is packaged.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's all this stuff. I mean, the maybe this isn't just here, but one of the problems... She's not in quality control, but remember having this conversation, and one of the things that she saw there was the instructions on how to get rid of the rats.
Mm-hmm.
At the peanut production place, and every once in a while they don't get rid of them, and they end up in the product, and so you're liable in your penis to have little rat pieces. Well, just little pieces, though, nothing serious.
Not rat pieces as much as rat hairs.
Rat hairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love rat hairs. Delicious.
That changes.
Especially roast.
That changes the whole picture, right?
That changes the whole complexion.
Right, it certainly does. Much better to think of it that way. Phil Lempert brought to you on the Good Day program by the incredible edible egg and America's egg farmers. How do you start off your day, Phil?
With, obviously, an egg. In fact, this morning, as soon as we get done with the broadcast, I'm going to have two scrambled eggs.
Two scrambled eggs.
Two scrambled eggs.
All right, and the eggs are a source of valuable protein. They help give you energy, big nutrient.
And also very affordable. I mean, what people don't realize is how affordable eggs are, and also, you know, they're just loaded with all these great health and nutrition and, you know, very little fat, and it's just a great way to start the day and even in the afternoon for a quick pick-me-up instead of a candy bar.
Yep, much better snack. A boiled – we used to have – what do we call those eggs that you used to take the – when you cook them – and then you cut them in half, and you take the egg yolk, and you make something.
Deviled eggs?
Cooked
eggs. Deviled eggs. No, deviled eggs. That was it, yeah. I used to love deviled eggs.
Yeah, I'm not a deviled egg. I'm a hard-boiled egg person.
Are you?
Yeah.
We used to save them, though, for, I think, Halloween. We thought we were being clever, saving the deviled eggs for Halloween.
Oh, get it, because of the devil.
Not clever.
No,
not
okay. Clever. Well, listen, I was a kid then. 15 cents a piece. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein. They deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. Remember how wonderful the incredible edible egg is. 17 after the hour on your day.
The perfect recipe for holiday entertaining begins at Martha Stewart Collection only at Macy's. From the newest gadgets, roasting pans and bakeware, to pretty weightware, turkey platters, and more. You'll find everything you need to prepare holiday dinners and feasts for a crowd.
Martha makes it entertaining with the Martha Stewart Collection. Take an extra 10% off with your Macy's card or pass during Macy's Veterans Day sale. Putting it all together, that is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale and clearance prices.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. Lee Shepherd.
Okay, Lee, thank you. As we get closer to the holiday season, what are people thinking, Phil, and you're talking to folks as the food industry expert? What are you feeling about this season, Thanksgiving and Christmas, the amount of food? Are we going to have plenty of food to go around?
No, we're not. In fact, we're going to see higher prices than we've seen probably in some cases in 20 years. Thanksgiving looks like it's going to be more expensive than it was last year. And, you know, if you look at the late plantings this year, mm-hmm. everything that's gone on with, you know, corn for ethanol, we're expecting, you know, increases of between 5 and 15% per commodity. And at retail, that's going to translate to, you know, price wars again.
Yeah. It still amazes me how people can grow turkeys or sell them the way they do, as cheap as they do. And I think the truth is most supermarkets use them as loss leaders, do they not?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, if you want to be smart about Thanksgiving this year, look around, because typically they'll give you either as a cent a pound or a free turkey, depending on what you're buying. But also keep in mind that they're going to be the frozen turkeys. They're not going to be the fresh turkeys.
Right.
And make sure that you're defrosting them properly and not leaving them out on the counter.
Phil Lempert, the man with food sense. Check out supermarketnews.com, supermarketguru.com. Find out all about Phil by going to gooddayshow.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you think? Santa Claus, a woman.
What's wrong with Santa being a woman?
Oh. You know who you said?
Who knows?
I watched Shrek the Third this weekend. And
The cookie.
Yeah!
The gingerbread cookie guy.
Love you for getting that right now.
The only thing you're ever going to be king of is King of the Stupids.
Come join us. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got
one of my favorite Boss songs. Crank this up, Mike, will you please? This happens to be Lauren Michaels' favorite song. Did you know that before?
Really?
Yep. Crank this. Oh, man, this is such a great American song. And you know why it's Lorne Michaels' favorite song?
Why is it his UK favorite song?
Because he first heard it at a Bruce concert, and he was invited to go to the concert with the Boss at NBC. And at the concert, he signed his first multi-million-dollar deal with NBC. Isn't that a great story? When I hear that song, I get goosebumps.
You really?
Can you see in my arms? I don't know. You can't see the goosebumps.
Hey, don't get fresh there on the camera.
No, I just wondered whether you can see. Yeah, there are the goosebumps.
I can see hair.
You can see the hair. Can't see the goosebumps through the hair, probably. Streaming live at gooddayshow.com, the Good Day Show, with Doug Steffen and Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Richie has gone off because he wasn't feeling well. We'll hold a good thought for him. I just, whenever you connect a song or something like that, it's a great, great story.
But, you know, Bruce actually wrote this song for the Ramones.
Really?
But decided to keep it for himself.
For himself.
Yeah.
Roberta went to her most recent Bruce concert last Thursday night, wasn't it?
Thursday night and Friday night in Pittsburgh.
Both days? You were there for both days?
Of course I went for both
days. She's hardcore.
What the heck did you do in Pittsburgh during the day on Friday?
You know what? I thought Pittsburgh would be a really dismal city, and I was absolutely shocked. It is an absolutely vibrant
city. Yeah,
it's
changing
with incredible, incredible architecture, great restaurants. I was really surprised. I want to go back there and visit a little longer there.
Well, I hope you do.
It was a great city.
26 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 2020 quiz time. We're giving away another one of these new CDs from Ray Charles, the Undiscovered Masters. If it's 9 a.m. in New York, what time is it in London? We have a lot of focus on time today because it's the first Monday after the clocks went back, right? Spring ahead, fall back.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's 9 a.m. in New York, What time is it in London? 800-510-8255 for the Ray Charles Concord Records Undiscovered Master CD. If it's 9 a.m. in New York, what time is it in London? 800-510-8255. Roberta asked me a question which I thought would be good to explain on the air because it's something that a lot of you grapple with. As Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru, somebody I have great respect and admiration. I love Phil. He and I have become good friends. I like him a lot. He brings a lot of valuable information to us here on the Good Day program and to folks watching him on television or reading his columns or just being in touch. Roberta bought some whole milk at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Whole milk is not homogenized. It's very unusual, if not almost impossible, to find pasteurized milk that is not homogenized. So I tell you this because the same thing applies to raw milk. The reason that it's better for you is because the fat is not broken down if it's homogenized and pasteurized. The homogenization process breaks down the fat globules, mm-hmm. so it gets into your system and helps you gain weight. The fat molecules are not broken down. They can't be absorbed into your system. They are not digested. They are passed out. So you get all the goodness of the milk without the fat. Pretty cool, huh?
But you want to shake it because...
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you've ever been on the losing end of a travel provider that ceases to operate, then you know recouping your losses can often be difficult. The announcement of a tour operator, a cruise line, or an airline going out of business is one of those times when travel insurance makes sense. But don't just purchase any policy. You want to buy from a third party and then read that policy very, very carefully to see what's covered and also what's not. Or take it up with your credit card company. The Fair Credit Billing Act has certain restrictions, but credit card companies have been known to sometimes bend the rules. You should always contact the U.S. Tour Operators Association, or in the case of cruise lines, the Federal Maritime Commission. Both organizations require members to post hefty bonds to be used to reimburse customers for payments or deposits if they ever fail to operate. But no matter what, do not procrastinate. The faster you act, the better chance you have of getting the problem solved, because remember, once somebody goes out of business, the line starts forming. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at TravelGuard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. Are you following on Ustream? This is all I think of when I hear that is Ustream, iStream. We all stream for
iStream.
Stream. Yeah. Good day, gang. Streaming live video. The Good Day Show.com, gooddayshow.com. Our question, 2020 trivia question. You have 6 minutes in which to get this answer correct. It's 9 a.m. in New York. What time is it in London? 800-510-8255. I suppose if we were really clever, Clay, someone could text the answer to 646-926-DOUG or could answer it on twitter.com/gooddayshow. Include your name, please, so that we can figure out who it is. Gooddayshow.com. We're going to focus on Clay here and the things that are going on in the new media. Have you gone to Facebook yet and signed in to be a friend? Good Day Show. It's facebook.com/gooddayshow. We've been bad at this because Clay's been bad at this. We're going to get back to you because there's now more connection on Facebook through me and all the rest of the gang. So find the... So they would go to Good Day Show's Facebook page, not to mine, right, Clay?
Right. They'd go to the Facebook Good Day Show page.
Right. That's it. So it's different than mine. And tell us why you listen to the Good Day program, and we'll see if we can invite you on every Friday we have, or we try every Friday. Sometimes it's my fault that we don't get to you because I'm busy yakking and doing something else, and we lose our focus on time. But we'd like to have you tell us about you, and we'll take that info and use it to try to connect with you, set up an on-air interview with you on Fridays here on Good Day. That can be a lot of fun. The story that I just told about the rat hair, we were listening a couple minutes ago. Phil Limper, the supermarket guru, is here, and we were talking stuff on quality of food, and I'm not a big fan of Kraft. I suppose I'd be a bigger fan if they advertised more. Just happens that way. But in this circumstance, I have a very good friend who works for Kraft. And I probably shouldn't tell the story because she's the only one doing this sort of thing, and I don't want to get her in trouble. The last thing I would want to do. And she says, she just sent me an email. She said, I get a kick out of every time I hear you tell the rat and the peanut story. It involves...
a little more each time.
Every time you tell it. So here it is again for the record, okay? This is the real story. She says that there's only one plant and she has not reviewed the standards for processing nuts. What happened was this. I was sitting at lunch with some quality folks one day and mentioned to them that every time I eat a Planters product, I get a weird MSG-like headache. I asked if there was MSG in the product, and they said not at all. We were trying to figure out what could be in the product that might cause a headache, which she gets fairly consistently when she eats Planters nuts. One of the guys said, that when they test nuts, there are microscopic traces of rodent feces in the product. My guess is that the droppings eventually make it into the dust and the air of the plant, and that it settles on the product as it's moving through the plant. Now, this is a much better story, right? Than the hair. Also, there could be dust with feces that make it from the farm or other facilities to the plant. At any rate, all nut plants have rodent issues, as rodents just like nuts, and many of the plants in the southern U.S. where the climate also is a factor. All right. So, everybody, you got the. That's a much better story.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Much better. All right. So, Clay.
Yes.
We'll get to you in just a moment. First, though, we're going to get an answer. I just want you to get ready. Who knows what we're going to get ready for, but I want you to get ready.
Clay's on deck.
He is on deck. Right, exactly. Here's
Harvey
in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hey, Harvey, how about you? How are you doing? How about you? How are you?
All right. How are you doing? All right.
We're doing fine here. This is Reba McEntire's husband in disguise.
Narvel.
All right. You could be so lucky, Harvey. Or ought to be so lucky. So, at any rate, if it's 9 a.m. in New York, what time is it in London?
Midnight.
9 a.m.
Midnight.
How'd you figure that out?
Because you go to the, for each time zone, you got to go backward.
Really?
For the midnight, for the previous day, you know, it's the midnight.
Yeah. If you're going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Did you learn this in school, Harvey? Where did you get this information?
No.
May have gotten a craft plant where they do peanuts.
You know, yeah.
Harvey, you'll be happy to know that you're not correct. I know you didn't really want the prize anyway, so I don't want to.
I
don't want to
give
make
him something.
Wait, you want to give him something?
I do. I like Harvey.
All right, we'll have something sent to you, Harvey. Hold on just a second, and Michael will take care of you.
Those nuts I was just talking about.
All right. Here's Suzette in Lake Havasu City in Arizona. Hi, Suzette.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm great, thank you.
That's good. You sound terrific. What's going on in Lake Havasu at this hour of the morning?
I'm a nursing student fixing to go into the hospital for my clinicals.
Cool.
Really? How much more time do you have before you're out and you're actually practicing?
1 year, December 2011.
Uh-huh. How long and arduous task has this been?
About 4 years.
Ooh. Did you start when you were right out of school, or did you have a family and go back to school? What's your story?
I have a family. I have a family, self-employed, got slow, so I went back to school.
Really? What is it?
Yep.
Does your husband work in the same area as you?
Yeah, we're plumbing.
You're plumbing?
You're plumbing people.
Yeah, we're a plumbing company.
Really? And so you've gone back to school so that you can help support the family by having a regular job?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
You can plumb people. That's what you'll help with.
If I could see you, I'd give you a biggest hug. Man, you're the kind of person that any man would be proud to be married to. What a wonderful thing. You have children, all that responsibility, and you take seriously your responsibility as a mother and helping the breadwinner. And it is tough for people that are. I was talking to a guy on Friday night. I was in the Home Depot. A fellow came up to me, and he said, I got a bone to pick with you, Mr. Stefan. And I don't know who this guy was from. Adam, and it turned out he was the son of my music teacher in high school, and what a wonderful, she's still alive, and we were talking about his mother, but he knew me, I didn't know him, but he's a contractor plumber, and, you know, we were talking about what he used to do versus what he's doing now, and he said, you know, he had a beautiful million-dollar house here, he lives right down the street from me, he's had to sell it and go move in with his mother in a single sort of plain ranch house, made it a little bit bigger. But, you know, he says, I take any job that comes along, anything.
That's right.
And so your husband is probably in the same. What did you actually work with him in the field when he was out on jobs?
I just ran the office.
Yeah, right. So you're going to run the office now, too, even though you're working as a nurse, right?
Yeah, kind of. He took over the phone, but I still do a lot of the office work, yeah.
God bless you. You're a good woman. No matter whether you're right or wrong, you're getting a prize from me. Okay, so 9 a.m. in New York. What time is it in London?
3 p.m.
You're closer than the last gentleman was, but that's not the right answer. Tell you what. I'm going to tell you what the answer is, and I'm giving you a prize anyway, just because I like you. How's that for a deal?
Thanks.
Are you a Ray Charles fan?
I love Ray Charles.
All right, here are your choices. All right, you got two choices. You can have a Ray Charles album called The Undiscovered Masters, or you can get the new Smokey Robinson CD. Which would you like?
I'll take the Ray Charles album.
Okay, would you like Smokey Robinson, though, if I gave you one of those two?
Sure.
All right. For getting the wrong answer, you're doing okay here, Suzette.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Michael, send her both the Ray Charles and the Smokey Robinson, please, if you would. Suzette, Suzette, it was lovely talking to you. Thank you. Your husband's
you.
A lucky guy. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome, and you as well. Isn't it? What a great story that is. Ah, do I love those stories. Great, 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 great. Just like Roberta, she's handling all of that stuff. She takes care of the plumbing in her house and the books as well.
Sure.
You think
Among
I'm kidding?
Among other things.
okay, so
not
we have
go
to get
there.
Well, if we could only, if people were only capable, if we'd only heard what was going on in the discussion between Roberta and Jennifer in the last break about
female problems,
physical, unga bunga.
When we have Dr. Ken on, I'm going to give you a rich update because I have the hot news.
All right, so we'll get that. Dr. Ken's coming along in a moment. First, though, our poll of the day today at DougStephan.com. Why do you listen to the radio? This is Clay's poll. A, the compelling personalities. B, I like to get the news on the way to work. C, I like listening to music radio. Or D, I have to hear the latest Dick Cheney happenings. All right, so those are your choices. Help yourself. By the way, the answer to the question is 2 o'clock in London. If it's 9 o'clock in New York.
5 hours ahead from New
York,
yeah.
It's 5 hours ahead. Greenwich Mean Time is the standard around the world. New York is 5 hours ahead of Green of men, of
Even
Greenwich.
With the
yeah,
new,
daylight, they do daylight savings in England as well.
Okay.
They don't do it the same dates. They do it earlier and later. But for today, at 9 o'clock this morning, which is coming up pretty soon, right now is 17 before 2 o'clock in the afternoon in England. Okay. Our poll from Friday, how do you manage your children's screen time? 41% of you said screen time rots the brain. I don't let my children have any screen time. 6% of you said I let them do what they want. My TV is a babysitter. Oof. And 26% of you who responded to this poll question at gooddayshow.com said I restrict my children's screen time to less than an hour a day. Pretty important stuff. We were talking about ages and what impact. And this is a moderately frequent conversational point here, because I advise parents never to let their children stay in front of a computer screen or a television screen till they're 3 years old. And you say, why is that? Because, and actually we should talk about this with Dr. Ken. Remind me, we're going to talk about Richie and also the brain as it develops with children. All right? Got that? Just made myself a note. Those of you who are watching me on television, that's how I do it. The rap of the day today. Michael, play a little of this, will you please, again? This is called the Yo Valley Organic Milk Rap. And it is very cleverly done. It's about, it's the first, this is really unique, organic dairy rap video. And the tractors are doing wheelies. There's some shiny cow bling in the various displays. We're down with Soil Association, and we do lots of what? Conservation. How about that? Yeah, we're down with Soil Association. We do lots of what? Conservation. How's that? Am I looking like I know what the heck I'm doing here?
You're sounding like it.
Am I? Okay. All right, so that's that story. Now, speaking of stories, important news from Dr. Ken coming up in a moment because he has his daily dose of information, but Richie has been Twittering back and forth his status at the hospital. We'll have Ken on that. Plus, why is it important not to have your child exposed to lots of screen time before they're three? All those things coming up, plus a daily dose of other medical information that Ken has researched over the weekend. That's a minute away here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Would helium make opera sound less formal and stuffy?
Quella parrucca, presto la barba.
Tutto mi chiedono tutti mi vogliono donna ragazzi vecchia fanciulli quella sanguigna presto mi lieto.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled hand.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where's brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
This is Shelley Nichols in a minute. Americans are answering the call this Veterans Day, taking part in Mission Serve, a national campaign to support our troops, veterans, and military families. Volunteers across the country can help out along with servicemen and women, politicians, and celebrities like Rob McElhenney, the creator and star of FX's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
We're going to be on the USS Olympia at the Independence Seaport Museum, Philadelphia. We're going to be joined by servicemen, women, veterans, volunteers from Mission Serve, members of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and we're going to be there assembling care packages for local veterans. The care packages are going to be filled with essential emergency supplies that, you know, everybody should have. The fact that we're entering the 10th year of the war, it's never been more critical that we support the military communities, and I'm very proud to be a part of Mission Serve, and I encourage everybody listening to get involved too.
There's still time to do your part. Go to missionserve.org to find events in your area. This campaign is supported by Bank of America and Walmart. I'm Shelley Nichols.
And Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The visitation from Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks at Sustanex. Jennifer is on it. Roberta, are you on it? Yeah, I think you told me you were
yes.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people who are here on the program. Richie's been on it. Michael, you'd be smart to get on it. I'm on it. Ken's on it. Why should we all be on it, Ken?
Well, to prevent all those colds and flus that are going around right now. Also, to make sure your digestive system works as well as it possibly can. Continuously, you need to take the healthy bacteria so you can rebalance the good and the bad bacteria in your body, and it gets to your digestive system so that your immune system and your digestive system work the best they can.
All right, and by the way, it'll also protect you from dragonflies. If there is another reason for you to try Sustanex, go to the website. Yes. No. Try Sustanex.com. I don't know why I came up with that. It just seemed like a good thing at the time. If you have too many dragonflies around, get to Sustanex.
Not a good thing.
But you know exactly what we're doing. Ken's talking about colds and flus this time of year. Probiotics strengthening your immune system. You won't need flu shots. Ken will disagree with me there, but I think you get a strong immune system. You don't need flu shots. Try Sustanex.com. And by the way, Sustanex doesn't say that. I'm just saying it. Go to the website, DougSteffen.com. See the Sustanex box. Log on to that. Or just go directly to TrySustanex.com for your $5 off coupon. Go to all the stores where Sustanex is sold, all the box stores, et cetera, et cetera. Find out why Sustanex probiotics are so good for you and your family. All right, so Jennifer, latest on Rich. Ken talked to him yesterday. He went to the hospital this morning because he was feeling lightheaded. What did you tell him, first of all, Ken, yesterday?
I told him not to drive. I told him to stay adequately volume repleted so he doesn't get dehydrated. And I told him to get checked out by the doctor this morning. And he came to my office and we had his heart checked out. And I was concerned that, you know, it might be something neurologically, the brain an issue.
His heart's fine.
When he passed out, he awoke confused. When you pass out, it's usually the brain or the heart. When you awake without confusion, it's usually not the heart. When you awake with confusion, it's usually the brain. So that was where I was concerned. He might need a CT scan of the brain and a carotid ultrasound. I'm sure they're doing that today.
All right.
Well, he went to the emergency room, and they did a CAT scan, an EKG, and a chest X-ray, and they said that all looks good. So they're sending him home, and they don't really know what it was that caused it.
CAT scan of the brain looks okay?
He just said CAT scan, EKG, and chest X-ray.
Probably of the brain, good.
When they put the microphone up to the CAT scan, it went, meow.
I know. He thinks that Michael Fortier is trying to kill him, actually.
That could be it, yeah. That could be it, with the flesh-eating dragonflies.
Exactly. So why do people just pass out then, Dr. Ken? Because that happens sometimes.
Sometimes we don't find the cause for it. Sometimes it's an imbalance between the heart and the brain. These vasovagal episodes can do it. They're not serious in terms of a catastrophic problem. You know, you have to watch it when you drive. They can be treated with medication. Rich needs some more testing because there's a laundry list you wouldn't believe how long of all the possibilities.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good good food for thought, if you will. Dr. Ken, check him out at DougSteffen.com. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flew Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com. Hey.
Here is Eminem. Got rappers all over the place today, Jennifer. Lose Yourself from the film 8 Mile, starring Eminem, very self-serving Brittany Murphy, she's dead, and Kim Basinger, who's crazy. So, nice comedy.
Nice.
This film
Eminem's
top.
Probably the most sane in that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. The film topped the box office during this week in 2002, so we have that as movie music. We're acknowledging, Chucker, the passing of Jill Clayburgh, nominated for an Oscar for An Unmarried Woman. She died at the age of 66, pretty young. You followed her career. She was in Dirty Sexy Money. I think it was the first time she showed up for a long time, that TV show, wasn't it?
Well, I guess most people probably would know her from the film Silver Streak opposite
Gene
Wilder.
Oh, right. Gene Wilder, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I believe she co-starred with the female lead in Semi-Tough, the Burt Reynolds, Chris Christopherson comedy.
I think you're right.
1970s.
Yeah, run of the love interest there. Anyway, lovely lady, and she's passed, so now I thought we'll hold a good thought for her. As we get into we get to the weekend box office results from Chucker after we give you three clips from a movie starring let's see here. The bad guy is currently a good guy on TV. One of the cops there is a cop in a new TV show, and the other two stars probably will speak for themselves. Let's find out. 800-510-8255. When you figure out what the film is, you'll call us and get the swell prize. Here's the first clip.
Hey, you do not call the shots. You can kill me. Go ahead, kill me. Just kill us. Let us live. Doesn't matter. Anyway, you cut it. You're on the run. Now, you can come with me to the bank and be on the run with $4 million, or you can just start shooting and be on the run with whatever you got in your wallet. It's up to you.
All right. That's pretty easy, isn't it, Chucker? You got the voices or not? You don't have it, really.
No, I don't.
Those two very big stars in their own areas. Second one more for television now than for movies, but he's played some pretty heavy roles on television in the bad guy in this next clip, Michael.
Okay. Give him what he wants. He will kill Sean.
Tom, you got to play the odds, man. I've been doing this for 18 years. And if I were a betting man, I would bet on the people who pay every time out of the gate.
And you bet on the ones where you got back a corpse?
Delroy Lindo. That's another name I forgot to put in there into the mix.
I'm dumped on this one.
You are?
Yeah.
This film was number one at the box office during this week in 1996. Last clue.
So congratulations, you've just become a $2 million lottery ticket. Except the odds are much, much better. Do you know anyone that wouldn't turn you in for $2 million?
I don't think you do. I doubt it. So wherever you go and whatever you do, this money will be tracking you down for all time.
All right. This was a heavy movie, a very dramatic.
A shape?
Female role. Say again, Jennifer?
Is it a shape?
A shape? No, it's not a shape.
Okay.
It's a one-word title, however. Six letters in it. 800-510-8255. Chuck, did you figure it out?
I think I do. I certainly know the actors. I think I know the actors.
Right. You didn't hear the female lead in there, but you heard the other voices. Okay, we'll get the answer, and we'll have the results of the weekend at the box office in a moment here on Good Day.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, Chucker, number 1 through 5.
The new animated film Megamind with the voice of Will Ferrell opened number 1, dubbed $47.6 million, and playing on 4,000 screens. Due Date, new comedy with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis, placed second, $33.5 million. Pretty decent opening for an R-rated movie. Tyler Perry's newest For Colored Girls, based on a best-selling novel, opened to $20 million and placed third. The Bruce Willis action comedy Red is held up very well week to week. Good word of mouth, 8.8, $72 million in 4 weeks, and Saw 3D.
All right, Grant, what's the name of the movie?
Ransom.
Ransom, Mel Gibson, Rene Russo.